In federal court in Concord, New Hampshire, the trial is underway of a woman accused of lying about her role in the Rwandan genocide in 1994. Prosecutors say Beatrice Munyenyezi, a Hutu, ordered the rapes and killings of Tutsis during the genocide. She's also accused of lying about her involvement on her U.S. immigration and citizenship applications. Munyenyezi's been a U.S. citizen since 2003. To discuss this case, we were joined earlier by Associated Press reporter Lynn Tuohy. She was in the courthouse yesterday when the defense first laid out its case, maintaining that their client was not at all involved.
She denied any involvement in the genocide, said she was never a member of a political party known as the MRND, which was an extremist Hutu party, a driving force behind the genocide in Rwanda during those 3 months between April and July of 1994. Her lawyers say she had nothing to do with that. In fact, at the time, alleged by the federal prosecutors, she was pregnant with twins, had a one-year-old daughter, would have been at the hotel owned by her husband's very prominent family, but that she was concerned only with her daughter's safety. She stayed holed up in the hotel. She was not at the roadblock outside the hotel that was used as a vetting station to separate Tutsis from Hutus. The Hutus would pass through. The Tutsis would be slaughtered, essentially.
Hmm. Now, there is a witness that claims that she actually saw her do this, man that checkpoint and send Hutus one way and Tutsis the other. Is that right?
Correct. The woman currently on the stand is Esperance Kayenga. But this is difficult testimony to listen to. Esperance Kayenga testified in a very quiet voice yesterday about, you know, trying to take refuge at her sole surviving sister's house. She had witnessed her family slaughtered, machetes, garden hose, crude instruments used to just wipe out villages. And when she holed up at her sister's house, the militia showed up, and they ordered her sister to open the door. Her sister had a young baby. She complied. And they took Kayenga to a room, she testified, and in succession, 16 men raped her. She has testified in prior cases, most notably at the International Crimes Tribunal in Tanzania, where Munyenyezi's husband and mother-in-law were both convicted of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and sentenced to life in prison last year. Kayengega testified for 10 days before that tribunal, never once mentioned the name of Beatrice Munyenyezi, a point her lawyers made during opening statements yesterday.
Hmm. Well, what else do they say in their opening statements?
The defense, they say she came to this country righteously. She jumped through all the hoops. She was interested only in making a better life for herself and her three daughters, was educating herself, had obtained an associate's degree. Her daughters were attending Catholic schools. They were, by all rights, settling into the American dream. And then, you know, she is arrested in June 2010. Federal prosecutors will not tell us what brought her onto their radar screen. We don't know if it's linked to her own testimony before the International War Crimes Tribunal or whether it is linked to a bankruptcy filing. She did file for bankruptcy in 2008, gained bankruptcy protection, had roughly $400,000 in debt forgiven.
What have you heard in the courtroom so far that's been most surprising to you?
It's fascinating because in this courtroom you have a trial going on, but you also have what I would call a crash course, Rwanda 101. We are taken back to 1994. And even on this, both sides don't agree on the history. Who were the driving forces behind the genocide? Jurors are being given this crash course in politics, history, language. It is a very interesting courtroom to sit in because you are getting this international flavor in a small New Hampshire city where you probably haven't given much thought to the Rwanda genocide of 1994.
All right. Lynn Tuohy, reporter for the Associated Press, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Deb.